As long as you know that it is a role, then you can play the role accurately. Being a human is a role. It's not our true identity. Let me make something very clear. We talk about dissolving the ego or killing the ego. It's not the ego as a whole that must be killed. It is the censor. Okay? We talk about two levels of I of the statement, that's the I that's talking, and the I of the enunciation, which is strategizing as to what is to be said and what should be heard and what should be ignored and kept out. There's an intelligence that resides below the threshold of consciousness that is controlling what you are conscious of. And your conscious mind is enslaved to that. That is what must be killed, so your conscious mind is liberated to realize who you truly are. Okay, this is very important, because it is the unconscious sensor. And by when I say unconscious, I mean that it is conscious, but you are not conscious of it and of its machinations in your mind. It is operating on the basis of fantasies and complexes and desires in the unconscious mind that you may or may not be fully aware of, including the feeling of omnipotence, including desires that if you knew you had, you'd be horrified by them, and fears that are completely irrational, and a sense of what the world is that's very different from what your conscious mind believes, assuming you're well adapted to society. Right? There are people whose conscious minds are actually so much in the grip of that they are pathological in the medical sense, psychotic or whatever else. But we're talking about those who are within the parameters of what's called normality. The unconscious mind is repressed and we're not aware of it, but it functions and it contaminates our consciousness and it causes us not to be able to think clearly. And it causes our actions to be inaccurate because it leaks out and it stains our perceptions of the world. And so this is what must be purified and transformed. Okay, the unconscious fantasies must be eliminated and there must be a surrender of the consciousness and what had been unconscious to both to God, and so that there is an integration, a wholeness instead of a split and fragmented mind. And then one becomes master of the ego. Once the ego mind surrenders to the higher self, the Atman, the God self, then it can download the archetypal self. So you know it's said in the Bible, we are made in the image of God, yes? But most people are not living in the image of God. They're living in a much more demonic state. But when the ego truly surrenders to God, then the image impresses itself on God. So that one's ego is not dead, but it is now infused with goodness. It lives in a state of grace. It lives in a state of wholeness. And it lives in a state of realization of the truth of its own being. Right? And that is the God self, because that is all that there is God. And so once all the denial and the falsehood has been killed off in the ego, then the ego realizes that all along it was an expression of the very God that it denied in the past. Okay, so that creates a state of self-mastery or self-sovereignty rather than the self-enslavement that the ego is now in to the unconscious censor. Okay, so that's why we talk about liberation. You are being liberated from your own enslavement to an intelligence in the unconscious mind that controls you and that has colonized your brain. Okay, you're achieving liberation from that state so that your real self can now fully emerge with all of its potentialities. Okay, so in the meantime, the way that one acts in the world is, of course, not only a barometer and a constant testing ground, but an opportunity in which to develop the powers of virtue in your professional life, your business life, your family life, etc. All the virtues that you require in a spiritual community are even more difficult to attain in the ordinary family life or corporate system or whatever you're working in. And so it is important then to fulfill your karmic responsibilities in those areas at the highest level of ethical awareness. Okay, so we can't withdraw from all of those, at least not immediately. Our karma usually won't allow that, particularly if you have a spouse, children, a mortgage, all of those things that have trapped us in a kind of life. Now we have to fulfill the contracts that we have made. Right, but there are also the opportunities then to live a different kind of life once one is free to do that. For example, in an ashram or a monastery, which is why we're building that in Costa Rica, so that all the people of this region will have that option, which they do not presently have, to lead a contemplative life as spiritual guides for others. So we want to make that option available to those who wish it. But in the meantime, yes, do whatever you're doing wholeheartedly.